Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Giles applying the tag. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Brooks moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brooks trying to get to home. Moreland throws the ball into Davis who tags Brooks who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruthven covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Buckner moves to third. Say moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruthven bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. There goes Hall trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Dick Ruthven. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Danny Heap now playing right field. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Morales reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Bauer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sandberg is walked intentionally. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco spins and fires to second, with Baylor covering, and Morales is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Giles moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodges moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez is walked intentionally. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster is walked intentionally. Hernandez moves to second. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Hernandez moves to third. Foster moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Foster scores. Orozco moves to third. It's 9-4, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Gary Woods pinch hits for Mel Hall. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heap is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter pinch hits for Craig Lefferts. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Steve Lake now catching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orozco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Giles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.